This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As U.S. House Democrats prepare for a vote on two articles of impeachment against President Trump tomorrow, the Senate's top Democrat Chuck Schumer is calling for testimony to be heard from current and former White House officials when it reaches a Senate trial. However, the top Republican, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, indicated on the Senate floor a short time ago that's not going to happen.
The Senate is meant to act as judge and jury, to hear a trial, not to rerun the entire fact-finding investigation because angry partisans rush sloppily through it.
Southwest Airlines now canceling hundreds more Boeing 737 MAX flights. The airline says 300 flights a day are being canceled. Through April, the 737 MAX still grounded since two deadly crashes overseas within months of each other. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
A day after such a law took effect in New York State, New Jersey lawmakers are sending the governor a bill that would allow illegal immigrants there to get driver's licenses. The Democratic governor, Phil Murphy, has said he supports the measure that lawmakers approved yesterday. Despite the divisive impeachment proceedings on Capitol Hill, Wall Street doesn't seem to be terribly concerned with more new records set yesterday. Here's more from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
The Dow gaining 101 points to close at 28,235. It's the 16th record close of 2019. The Nasdaq up 79 points, the 24th record of the year. The S&P 500 up 23 points, the 29th record of the year.
New Orleans quarterback Drew Brees now holds the NFL record for most touchdown passes in a career. He's got two more than former record holder Peyton Manning. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Congress is giving federal agencies millions to study gun violence. The Hill reports the House and Senate reached a deal this week, Congress allocating $25 million to the CDC and National Institutes of Health to research ways to prevent gun violence. It's reportedly the first time in two decades Congress has voted to fund such gun violence research. Goldman Sachs says it's going to devote a lot more money and time to projects that fight climate change and help financially disadvantaged people. The investment banking giant announcing yesterday that it's going to target a staggering $750 billion to those efforts over the next 10 years. And along with those steps, Goldman says it's also going to adopt a formal ban on financing some drilling and coal mining ventures as well. Guess what turns 30 today? The Simpsons, turning 30 years old today after more than 670 episodes on Fox and 34 Emmys. The Most Famous Family from Springfield actually got their start in 1987 as short films during the Tracy Ullman Show, but they got their own show on Fox on December 17, 1989. The Simpsons has been renewed through its 32nd season next year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's what it's all about. It's how we roll, ladies and gentlemen. And thank you for joining in, because if we're going to do this, it's going to require all hands on deck. And the thing is that we need to be careful of is the division, the dividing of our country. And here to talk about an important aspect that's been going on for decades is Gianna Caldwell. You've seen him on TV many times, a Fox News political analyst, founder of a bipartisan consulting firm based in Washington, D.C. that provides strategic advice in the areas of public affairs and government relations. His brand new book, Taken for Granted, How Conservatism Can Win Back the Americans That Liberals Failed. Gianna, good to have you back with us. How are you?
Thank you for having me. I'm here at a Fox News channel in New York, and glad to talk to you.
Well, is the weather frightful yet there in New York?
Actually, it rained all yesterday. It was horrific. I came out of L.A. to New York.
Oh, wow. A little bit of a shock. About a 40-degree swing of temperature, right?
just a little bit, but your voice sounds like sunshine, so I'm appreciative to speak with you.
Well, good. Yes, I'm in sunny Florida, so quite the contrast. So we got it all covered between L.A. and New York and here in Florida. You know, I was thinking about you. We were just talking about this, and, you know, because you and I have talked about the bifurcation of our society and this whole idea, you know, of segmenting, and it's been bothersome for me for quite a while. Being Hispanic, I don't, you know, people go, well, you're so unique, you know, you're speaking to the Hispanic community. I go, well, if anything, I hope maybe I'm an example to other Hispanics that are trying to pull us all together, because that's what my dad believed in, and he was a World War II vet, was in the European theater with General Patton, and was a medic, and he raised up 9 kids to think of bringing people together. He didn't look at saying, hey, we got to make sure the Mexicans or the Hispanics get their share. It's not that. It's about Americans, and I know that's your heart. You and I talked about this, and to the point here, which I thought we got received a really blessed example. I don't know if you saw this story about this young 5-year-old who invited his entire kindergarten class his adoption hearing.
That
right?
Was amazing. Yeah.
Was that? And I was pointing out. I said, do you realize this young kid? He's black. His parents are white. If you looked around his class, you know, his classroom family who he invited, multiracial. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, Gianna, I can't wait to see what this kid's going to be like 20 years from now.
Yeah.
You know, and those other kids that were affected by that, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm saying, wow, what a lesson for America to learn from a five-year-old. Not about, you know, not about the color of your skin, but what Dr. King said, the content of our character. And I got to tell you, Gianno, I feel like we're getting closer to that destination and that vision that Dr. King had for our country. But it's people like you and myself and others who believed in that vision, not just because they were, you know, sweet sounding words, but there's something for all of us to attain to. And I believe that we are realizing that in parts of our country, in, you know, amongst certain people, you know, such as I mentioned yourself and others, you know, Deneen Borelli, I mean, you know, Dr. Carson, I mean, we can just go down the list of people whose lives have been changed. And at the core of this, it really substantiates your book. And these are conservative ideals that have altered the trajectory in the lives of these young people.
Absolutely. And as I talk about in my book, Taken for Granted, how conservatism can win back the American state, liberalism failed. You know, I grew up on the south side of Chicago, extremely poor, lights, gas, and water off at the same time. Mom was addicted to crack cocaine. And it took me a while to realize that my values were conservative. And when I realized them, I mean, the impact from the people around me, family, friends, was almost immediate. And it was very negative. It was very divisive. There was a lot of pushback. But what it takes is for folks to get us in a new destination, to realize the dream that Dr. King had in terms of, you know, not the color of your skin, but the content of your character. It takes people that are willing to stand up against the mob, honestly, and speak truth to power in spite of, in spite of what the environment may be, what the media landscape may be, who may be against you. And there's very few people that are willing to do that if there's not enough voices continuing to spring up.
Exactly.
That's what counts. So you and your radio show, you're continuing to speak truth to power. That's encouraging many, many, many of your listeners to say, hey, you know, I'm listening to them this morning. I'm going to take a stand on this particular issue that's been bothering me, and I'm not going to allow people to push me around anymore. And then someone else will take a stand, and then we'll have a whole army of people who are literally changing the world day by day because of the voice and the words in which you spoke.
Right. Well, look what happened. I mean, in your family, they're trying to force a round peg in a square hole. And I train salespeople. Sometimes I felt like I missed my calling. I should have been a priest. I've heard so many confessions. And one of the big frustrations is when people are miscast and they're not living on purpose. And this is what happens.
I love that. Living on purpose. I love that.
Yeah. Because you sit there and you find yourself miscast and you're playing the wrong part in the story of your life, because that's not who you are, and you know there's conflict in that, and it causes all kinds of problems to the point that you're just screaming inside of yourself because you know that this isn't right, and this is what you realize for yourself, and you had to have enough integrity and courage to stand up to your family. And that's not easy, because I tell you, even in a Hispanic family, you know, I don't know about you, Gianno, but you know, we had grandmothers, you know, that would look at us if we were saying something goofy. They kind of give you that look, you know, that one-eye look. And what they would do is that if you didn't straighten up, they would reach down and they would grab their house slipper. We call it their chancla. And they would get their chancla off their foot and they would fire that over the bow of your boat. And that was to let you know that the next thing that was going to be coming at you was probably going to be a rolling pin from where she was making tortillas. So you needed, you know, in short order, you had to get your act together, you know. So they had a way of, you know, holding your form. And sometimes it's tough to stand there and, you know, and hold to your character and say, no, this makes sense. And eventually they will see by the actions and by the fruit of your character as it develops to say, you know, that Gianno kid, he taught me something. I learned something from him.
And I think that's so important that we recognize the good that's in others, and how no matter what your background are, whether you grew up as a white man and very wealthy, or I grew up as a poor man and African American, there's so much that we can learn from each other. Mm-hmm. And I know that we live in a society now that if you're white, that somehow you're a bad person. For so many people, that's a thought and belief. Mm-hmm. And I meet white Americans who will say, like, oh, I'm white, I don't really understand this or that or the third. And I'm like, no, your color makes no difference in this fight. We all have something to gain from each other.
Exactly.
But there's, like, this societal impact where it's like, I'm going to push you down because of your heritage or, you know, what color you were born, whether you be black, Hispanic, or white. And it's problematic because at the end of the day, we're all a part of one race, and that's the human race.
Exactly. Yeah, they want to reduce us to less than. And there's no victory in being less than. And the victory is ours when we stay united. Jenna Caldwell is with us, his book, Taken for Granted. We've got more to talk about. Stay with us. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Summer.
someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, we are. Good to have you with us 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Taken for Granted. It is the new book from Jeno Caldwell. Yes, you've seen him on Fox News. He is rather prolific, and it's always good to hear his perspective on things. Jeno, this impeachment palooza that we've been worn out over, I mean, another hearing yesterday got so bad, the TVs were being tuned out. Even the networks said, hey, we're out of here. They bailed. The congressmen were leaving their chairs. By the end of the day, I mean, you could have fired a cannon in that room and not hit anybody.
You know, Adam Schiff and the Democrats today announced the articles of impeachment. And it was interesting, something that he said. He said a free and fair election in 2020 cannot happen unless Trump is impeached. And I got to tell you, the Democrats have really shown their hand. One of the articles is obstruction of Congress. Mm. As if Barack Obama had never obstructed Congress or anybody who's not turned over this, that, and the other. They've literally created an environment of chaos. Mm. And the whole impeachment idea, where they say, well, a free and fair election can't exist unless Trump is impeached, because no one expected on the Democrat side for Trump to keep his promises. So now you have a president in office that has accomplished in a matter of a few short years.
Yes.
Unprecedented.
With headwinds.
Jobs,
with headwinds.
Economy. Right. Media. The media going against the Democratic Party of Congress at every step of the way. This is a unique territory we're in, and I'm sure for a lot of folks, they fear the direction of this country. And of course, the Bible tells us, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind.
Yes.
But there's so many people that are concerned that if they're willing to go to these lengths to try to win an election, which we know that's what it is, because I've not seen him do anything impeachable. I've seen him make some unfortunate errors or make some statements that I didn't agree with. Sure, he's not the perfect president. I get that. But he's certainly one who's accomplished so much for this country and has put it all on the line for us. So if they're willing to do this, there's no telling what they'll do to us.
Right, right. Well, and the worst thing is what happens when the tables are turned and it's the Republicans' turn. We're down the road of insanity here. I mean, this thing has to come to an end. This is why, you know, I said earlier, and people were concerned about this statement, is that I believe the Democratic Party is being judged in many ways, but I think the big issue is because of abortion. You cannot kill 63 million babies and talk about selling baby parts as like that's okay, and continuing to do, the moral degradation that party is supporting, and continue on. If they are not judged, and already the party is heading, then this is why they're so desperate and claiming all this, because they've got to get Trump out of the way. But I would say, even if they were successful in getting Donald Trump out of the way, there is no one in that field that they are presenting and offering to this country from the Democratic side that will carry the day.
Well, they can't get him out of the way, and I say this with full respect to every listener, but God definitely had a hand in putting Trump in
office.
There's no question about that in my mind. He ran a very unorthodox campaign, everybody counting him out, the polls, the media, the Republican Party to a degree, everyone counting him out, but yet and still he won. And I remember when what happened right before he won the election, when that infamous tape came out, and I was talking to a brother, his name is Ron Kardashian, he's a minister, and he I said, well, I don't know, I think this may be the end. And he said, no, he said, the prophecy went forward, Trump will be president. I said, are you sure about that? He said, absolutely.
Right.
And the truth be told, this president, God has had his hand on him through this entire administration.
Right.
Look at the Supreme Court justice he's been able to appoint, people who are going to have a conservative viewpoint and protect life at every step of the way. Look at some of the laws that's been in place. Look at how Planned Parenthood childhood has been stripped. And we're not talking about the health care for women. We're talking about ensuring that there's not going to be any abortions performed with taxpayer money or advance their agenda on abortions with taxpayer money. This has been a president that I think a lot of individuals, especially evangelicals, can be proud of for the accomplishments that he's made on behalf of our movement.
John, I got to tell you, we were at a dinner the other night here in Florida, and this was an association of Christian leaders and Christian businessmen and that sort of thing. And there was one black American, and my wife confronted him because she wears a shirt, from time to time, saying that abortion is black genocide. And she asked him about it, and he says, "Oh, that's a white problem. That's not a black." She goes, "Wait a minute,
no, that's not.
40% of your people are being murdered here. What do you mean it's a white problem? I mean," and he was just so casual and matter of factly about this. And you know, people in churches, people of faith that should know better, maybe because a third of those in the pew have been associated with abortion. They have decided on abortion themselves, and they really don't know how to go to God and say, you know, I screwed up, forgive me, let me forgive myself and get beyond it. We need some healing and, some confrontation and the truth brought in on this matter, because it is amazing how casual we are about the institution of our churches, our schools, our government. This is all part and parcel, and this is why I'm saying that we are ripe. We're ripe for judgment. We got hit in 9/11, and we did not respond to God's warning and God's sign of judgment, which the children of Israel did the same thing, and look what happened to them.
Wow. Yeah, I think that this is a time in our country where we need more God and not less, and we've seen what has happened with the Democratic Party. If you look at their conventions, they tried to take God out every step of the way. This isn't a party that's interested in freedom, faith, and especially the Christian faith, which so many of us believe in and believe it was the founding principles of our country. This is a party that wants to take God out every step of the way, and it's become very problematic. And I think that's one of the reasons why we had such a disruptive force named Donald Trump won the presidency, someone who isn't going to bow to their anti-Christian, anti-God practices and theology, if you will. So this is an interesting time for all of us, I believe, to get more connected to our faith and certainly keep speaking truth to power, because this is a point where it's really, really needed. At a time where people have to whisper they support conservative principles or they support President Trump, this is a time for us to get louder and say who we are and why we are and not bow to the pressure of the mob.
Well, and the thing is, John, like in your life, the reason that you hold to conservative values, because they work. You know,
absolutely.
I go back to the book of Genesis. There was that conversation that God had with Cain after Cain's offering got rejected, right? And he simplified the whole message for us that speaks all throughout the millenniums. And he says, if you do right, will it not go well for you? And that is the question that is before us today. Are we doing right? Is it going well for us? That, you know, those are the things that we need to ponder right now. And the right is not right by what Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer or Barack Obama says is right. It's what God says is right. Are we doing what God says is right?
And
if we are.
In my book.
Yeah, exactly.
I talk about that in my book, Taken for Granted. And I want to encourage everybody to follow me on social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, at Giannol Caldwell, G-I-A-N-N-O, Caldwell, C-A-L-D-W-E-L-L. And I want to thank you so much for spending this time with me to talk about our faith and our beliefs and the conservative movement, because it's so important to continue to ring that bell and that messaging for all to hear, especially for those that come from these very unique backgrounds where being a conservative is looked down upon. So I want to thank you for your time today, and thank your listeners for hearing us.
Well, Giannol Caldwell, thank you. Congratulations on the book, Taken for Granted. It'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com, and we'll see you on the TV. Keep up the great work, okay?
Thank you so much. I'm on today at 4:15 on Fox News Channel.
You got it. God bless. Take care. You got it. We'll talk to you then. All right.
You want a hemp extract you can trust. One that is cultivated, harvested, produced, and packaged with quality in mind. One that undergoes extensive laboratory testing. Introducing Quantum Nutrition Labs Quantum Hemp Extract. Support mood, stress management, sleep, neuromodulation, a healthy inflammatory response, and the alleviation of minor aches and pains. Knowing you have the best quality hemp available, call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As U.S. House Democrats prepare for a vote on two articles of impeachment against President Trump tomorrow, the Senate's top Democrat, Chuck Schumer, is calling for testimony to be heard from current and former White House officials when it reaches a Senate trial. However, the top Republican, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, indicated on the Senate floor a short time ago that's not going to happen.
The Senate is meant to act as judge and jury to hear a trial, not to rerun the entire fact-finding investigation because angry partisans rush sloppily through it.
Southwest Airlines now canceling hundreds more Boeing 737 MAX flights. The airline says 300 flights a day are being canceled. Through April, the 737 MAX still grounded since two deadly crashes overseas within months of each other. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Bank. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
With a recession ending. If you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
It's Bill Martinez live.
This time of year, what a great time of season, you know. We get all the great Christmas music, and we're thinking good thoughts toward our fellow men. I mean, forget about what you see on TV. Needs to be, maybe we just need to put a wall around D.C., right? There, and their attitude, just keep it there. We're just going to cloister you away from the reasonable aspect of our country. Why not? Good to have you with us 28 minutes before the top of the hour. And, you know, plenty of people, by the way, are going to be driving over the holidays. And while some lucky people, maybe getting a new car, huh? Have you ever gotten a new car, you know, for Christmas? Lauren Fix, I want to bring you on here right now. Lauren is a TV automotive expert known as the Car Coach. Lauren, quick question. Have you ever gotten a car for Christmas?
I've had them delivered at Christmas, but certainly nothing. I'm looking for a car, actually, that I ordered. But but it's not as a gift. Everyone knows it would not be wise to give me something, because I always go into the dealership knowing exactly what I want. I do all my homework. The dealer doesn't like when I walk in because I don't pay retail.
Yeah. Lauren, I got you a new car, but it's not just right. I'm taking it back.
Oh, gosh, no. Yeah.
We're gonna challenge the cool-off period, right? Go ahead. I'm sorry, what?
It would have to be like an Aston Martin or something amazing like that. I'd be good with that.
Well, yeah, because when you've been really good, I mean, heck with Coleman, we want something we really like. So, yeah, I'm just thinking, you know, yeah. Just as I'm reading this and thinking about people that are surprised. I mean, I don't know what the percentage is. If it's like, you know, 10% of the country gets a brand new car at Christmas or what, I don't know, but that'd be something to look into. But regardless, whether yeah. it's a new car, you know, we've got to think about having your car ready for winter weather. And that's why Lauren is here. She's best known, as I mentioned, as the car coach and as an author. TV radio personality, a national automotive correspondent for Newsmax TV, the auto expert for the Weather Channel, an Inside Edition, as well as the author of three books, most recently, Lauren Fix's Guide to Loving Your Car. She's even the publisher of Car Coach Reports. Lauren, let's fill everybody in on what they need to know for this holiday season, whether it's a brand new car or just making sure the good old reliable auto is keeping our family safe over the holiday.
Yeah, absolutely. The average life of a car, average age of a car on the road is about 14 years old.
Is it really?
People are taking care of their cars. Yeah, yeah. A lot of people with high mileage cars. Pretty much everyone I've talked to today, pretty much every host has a vehicle with a couple hundred thousand miles on it, and I'm right there with you. I don't like to get rid of my cars unless they need it. There are times when the repair is more expensive, you know, than the car's value. Then you're like, all right, I'm going to have to look at my options.
But it really says a lot about the kind of cars that are being built these days that they would last that long, right?
They do. I mean, it's amazing. I've got cars from the 60s, so I collect cars. It's a little bit different. Mm-hmm. But, like I always tell people, we always say on the Weather Channel, the tires are most important this time of year. Make sure you check your tire pressure. Make sure you have all the basic maintenance done. If you're really not sure, find an ASE-certified technician. They're not mechanics anymore. We are technicians. Mm-hmm. Take a look at the vehicle because there is a lot of computers in these newer cars. Anything at least 2000 and newer, the last 20 years now of cars, you start thinking, wow, 20 years, last 20 years, pretty much everything on the road probably has a computer in it, at least more than one, somewhere in a range of about 200 processors.
Wow.
So that means you might not want to do it yourself, but it's important that some things you can do. Check your tire pressure once a month. That's free. You can do that. All you need is a digital tire pressure gauge, which is also a wonderful stocking stuffer or a good gift. That I always tell people it's a great one to have. But one of the most important things, I think, is just be prepared for this cold weather because we hear all the time on the Weather Channel accidents, things that happen, and people are stuck on the side of the road. And it's concerning. You don't want to be one of those people.
Exactly. Well, especially this time of year because, you can get hit with the unexpected. I mean, how many times a Northeaster comes in, hello, where did that come from? And, especially as you say in the Weather Channel, and you're tracking with all the science and everything, speaking of being a technician, and you see what's happening and what's coming across the horizon. And sometimes it catches drivers by surprise. And if you're ill-prepared, you got bad tires, not enough gas in the car, and maybe it's been a while since a tune-up. That's the last thing you want to do is have a car fail you in the middle of a snowstorm or something.
Right, and that happens a lot more than you would think. That is unexpected. You know, we can predict pretty well, but there are also times we can't predict at all. Mm-hmm. And it just happens that way. So you need to be prepared. Make sure you have hand warmers, foot warmers, a blanket, toss an old set of boots, coat, hat, gloves, whatever. Put it in a duffel bag. Put it behind the seat.
Yes.
Don't put it in the trunk if you've got a sedan. If you've got an SUV, you can crawl back there if you need it. But you can't crawl back there in a sedan if you can't get back in the trunk. So those are things to think about. But if you're prepared, that makes sense. And if you can start saving some money to do this basic maintenance in advance, you won't find yourself with a big bill down the road.
Yeah, I remember one time we were on a snow trip out in Tahoe, Lauren, and we got caught with an avalanche. An avalanche stopped us. I mean, we were held up.
But, wow.
Thank God one of our friends had some chocolate bars. And we were sustained on chocolate bars. I mean, I'm able to chuckle about it, but it was much more dangerous than we really realized. It was like one of those things you're in.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, like you say, all these practical things. We were on a ski trip, so we did have access to, you know, warm clothes and some practical things, but boy, we were really getting low on water, you know, things that you just take for granted. Like I said, even the simple thing, you know, somebody had packed up their bags with a bunch of candy bars, and you know, that kind of helped get us through the period of time, but we could have been in serious trouble.
Absolutely, and that's why I tell people that you have to be prepared, however that is. So during the holiday season where you're thinking, I'm going to work on it. I'll get that fixed later on. That could leave you stuck on the side of the road. God forbid you're in an avalanche. But I always tell people, if you're smart, while you're buying holiday purchases, you can earn money towards a vehicle by just racking up those earnings by getting a credit card that works for you. The GM Buy Power Card is really smart because you can save money toward purchasing a lease or a buy of a vehicle, a Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, or Cadillac. But you also save 5% earnings on the first $5,000 of purchases you spend per year, and 2% unlimited after that. So
wow.
You need the maintenance. You need tires.
Mm-hmm.
You can save $250 a year on maintenance, whether it be tires, you need an oil change, brake components. And then when it's time to buy a new car, whenever that time may be, when you're like, I am just done with this vehicle, we've all been there.
Yes.
When I tell people, the smartest thing you can do is to go out and have this money earning for you, so you can save money, thousands of dollars towards a car or a lease. Yeah,
great idea, Warren. That's awesome.
Yeah,
we love that. Now, speaking of new cars and purchase, are the dealers a little bit more friendly and peaceful and generous during this holiday? Is this a good time to buy a car?
Oh, yes. End of the month, end of the year, and end of the model year. You have all three. You have the perfect storm to help you get the best.
Perfect purchasing trifecta, huh?
Yes, the purchasing trifecta. I like that. I'm going to steal that from you.
You got it. Merry Christmas.
All
my
right.
gift to you.
Thank you. Thank you. So I will use it. I promise to use it much. But that trifecta is really great because what happens is now dealers need to get rid of those 2020s are coming in. They need stock. And on top of that, it's the end of the month, and they don't want to pay financing, which they do the first day of every month. How many vehicles we have in a lot? Each one's got financing. So if you come in on the second day of the month, there's no deal.
Yes.
They're like, yeah, we're not as flexible. But at the end of the month, the sales manager comes down and says, get rid of some of these cars as quick as possible.
Right,
and there's
exactly.
contests internally. So they're all going to try and work for you.
Well, the salespeople get paid on commission, and it's all calculated at the end of the month, right? So they got to get that money in the house on the books by the end of the month. So that adds to the trifecta. That makes it even more special. All right, so get the cars ready. Summer, you want to be prepared. Do all these smart things that Lauren has been pointing you to, including changing your oil, especially this time of year. So where can our family of listeners go for more information, Lauren Fix?
You can go to buypowercard.com. That's the GM Buy Power Card. And you can also go to my website, Car Coach Reports, and we've got tons of great information, including reviews and information to help you save money.
You've been awesome, as always, Lauren Fix. I'm so glad you came on with all this great advice. And, boy, we're going to start using that card, that GM card, to go a long way in, saving on, some general automotive expenses. That's awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
You got it. She's a nationally recognized automotive expert, media guest, journalist, author, keynote speaker, and TV host. Lauren Fix, right here on Bill Martinez Live. You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous 4-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature,
Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the, I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Bill Martinez.
He has amassed an incredibly large DVD library, and it is said that he never once alphabetized it. If he were to mail a letter without postage, it would still get there. When it is raining, it is because he's thinking about something sad. The pheromones he secretes have been known to affect people miles away in a slight but measurable way. He once punched a magician. That's right. You heard me. His hands feel like rich brown suede. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez Live.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day, and keeping informed, because we need an informed, activated constituency if we're going to get this country back on track. And here to help us in that battle, united with us, is the founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee, Lou Euler. Lou, how are we doing, buddy?
We're doing great, and thank you for the leadership you've shown on the tax reform issue across this nation. The latest reports are huge job increases last month, so we're on track.
Well, it takes a village, Lou. I mean, when it comes to holding this government accountable, you know, as we've been saying here, that to get this country back on track, it's not an easy job, because we've been off track for a long time. It's just that we've gotten to a point where it's untenable, and we see that we cannot continue to sustain the indebtedness of this country. My hope and prayer, Lou, I don't know about you, but I've got to give a lot of credit to Donald Trump in terms of job creation, as you and I have discussed. From day one in his administration, he would go around and ask people, how are we doing on jobs? How are we doing on jobs? How are we doing on jobs? You know, you ask that question repeatedly, guess what people start focusing on?
Yes, no, that's right.
They start focusing on jobs, right? Well, my suggestion to the president, if I could be so bold in my humble opinion, is I would offer to him the counsel to ask, as the first question for his second administration, is how are we doing with the debt? How are we doing with the debt?
Yes.
You know, we start, we have got to really, you know, every election cycle, people talk, oh, we're spending too much money. Except the Democrats right now, forget about it. They don't got you to the wind. It's like, hey, if we can do a $90 trillion deal and, you know, reinvent life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, hey, they're all in, and who cares who's going to pay for it? Because, you know, we've got a population base, and we've got children and grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren that this is somehow going to benefit. And this is all on pure theory right now. But, you know, it doesn't stop them from offering it. But, you know, again, the point of all this is that if the president is constantly asking, how are we doing with the debt, we'll start seeing those numbers going in the other direction, Lou, instead of spinning wildly forward to where, you know, now it's $23 trillion. I mean, every time I see that sign in New York, and I have it on my website as well, where those numbers are just spinning wildly, and you're thinking, what is going on? You know, we have got, there's got to be a stop to the madness.
Now, you're absolutely right. But we also have to interject into the discussion and debate a relatively new concept about government, and that is the optimal or right size of government.
Yes, I agree.
And
yes.
And you're right on track. But what we know from studies worldwide over the last quarter century is that those nations that bring down the size of their government, and many nations have done that over, you know, short periods of time, inevitably the economic growth rate of that nation expands. And what we have to understand is that our future depends upon the rate of economic growth.
Yes.
So the size of government is key. Let me give you an example. When Barack Obama left office, economic growth was 1.2% per year. It would take 70 years at that rate to double the size of the economy. At 4% economic growth rate per year, which Ronald Reagan achieved and exceeded, and what Trump has in his gun sights, would take but 18 years to double the size of the economy. And it is the size of the economy that from which everyone, in which everyone participates, that is key to our future. So as we go on the control of spending, we have to have targets in mind that will enable us to achieve this kind of return.
Mm-hmm. Well, Lou, help me and tell me if I'm wrong here. But I see the linchpin to all this. The linchpin is liberty. Where liberty reigns, productivity grows on all levels, individuals, the government. It has to go through this filter. We have let go. For some reason, you know, progressives have, you know, kind of through a shell game here, have blinded us to that critical issue of freedom. If we're not a free people and we are beholden, if it's to the Chinese or whoever else that has the debt of America, that we're less free as a result of that. If we are looking to other countries to be the source of our energy, then we are beholden and we are less secure. We know that energy-wise, for the first time in our lifetime, Lou, we're energy independent. And this is just the beginning, and we're seeing just how important liberty is. But to me, everything, I don't care what policy comes in, whoever you elect, is that person going to add, or is that policy or regulation, is it going to add or take away from our liberties? I believe that is the cleansing question that demands to be asked.
And you're right on target. And, of course, we have a microcosm of that battle in Hong Kong as we speak.
Exactly.
As the Hong Kong folks gather, they had a family gathering of 800,000 people in the streets of Hong Kong within the last week. And they are the guidepost for freedom's expansion in China and, frankly, the rest of the world. Mm-hmm. So you're absolutely right that this is, we're trying to make the size of government smaller so that the independent individual working person and freedom lover has a chance to expand the scope of what they're trying to do and without the oppression of government. That's the key to our future.
Exactly. And we need more people like the people in Hong Kong and others and like Israel promoting freedom and liberty. But this is why the despots, this is why the radical leaders of the world are just so afraid of what America represents. They want America to be no more because then they can have full control. But when you have America and you have places like Hong Kong and Israel, even Iran is starting. I mean, they're raising, you know, their spines against the oppression that's going on. See, because it takes courage, Lou. It takes ambition. It takes what our founding fathers and what the pilgrims before them, what they came, what motivated them to come to this new land and give us this opportunity that we're enjoying today in the 21st century America. But I what I'm concerned with, Lou, is that history is going to look back on our generation and say that you failed us.
Well, you're right, but you know, you got to hand it to Trump. In some of these places in the world where he is really asserting freedom's dimension. You mentioned Iran, the controls that he's imposed on trade and exchange in Iran is about to bring down that total left-wing Khomeini regime, mm-hmm. and he has stood up for the people in Hong Kong, and so as we move forward and as we build in the right direction, we have to hand it to Trump with the leadership that he's shown, and especially in the negotiations on trade, he makes freedom part of the issue.
And people need to understand that we're part of that story. I mean, Trump can't go and talk to these other nations if it isn't about we the people. If we the people aren't serving and playing our important role to this, I mean, Trump might as well go with a magic show. Because he has nothing to show for it. But look what we have. We have, as you say, proof in the pudding. I mean, we've been living, you know, freedom's dream here. And I think we've been rather casual. And I think this is why we are where we are right now. And it's all being challenged. But this is why we need to get back to first principles, Lou.
You bet. And get over this nonsense of impeaching the president, because he's providing the kind of leadership, and these studies and reports that have been coming out confirm that he has not done any impeachable offense. So it is clear that the left is pursuing this solely because they want to try to defeat him through impeachment rather than at the polls.
As you say, Lou, he's a threat. He's a threat to their mindset, to their worldview. And his view, he's guilty of a liberty worldview, a freedom worldview, and that scares the holy what have you out of them. And we got to continue to support this president and others who are getting behind him and marching in lockstep for freedom's sake. Lou Euler, the founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. Lou, remind everybody where they can go for more information.
Yes, and a new and improved limittaxes.org website, and join us in the fight for freedom and lower taxes.
Have a pain in the neck.
Ugh.
A real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs. You now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes. See Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay Wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.